Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Sunday was another beautiful day to come out and worship the Lord, and I was so glad to see many of our members and friends in attendance. Speaking of friends, one of our friends who has been fellowshipping with us for a while came forth during the altar call to become a member of our Christian community. I am always encouraged when others feel led to become a member of the Flag Branch community of believers. At the men's breakfast Saturday, the men continued to use this opportunity to make improvements around the building as needed. I really like what I am seeing as we make progress toward making the church facilities all that God would have them to be. We were treated to a wonderful health workshop and seminar on healthy eating and nutrition. It was full of useful information on making excellent food choices and the health benefits and risks associated with eating certain foods. We all received samples of healthy food choices and smoothies, which we all enjoyed. I want to also thank Sister Muirhead for being our health coordinator and for facilitating this workshop. Don't forget that Vacation Bible School will begin Monday, June 11th and continue through Friday, June 15th. We always have a good time at Vacation Bible School, so make plans to attend. We will begin at 6:15 each night. Don't forget to come out to Sunday School, Missions, and BTU beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. These three ministries provide an important ingredient in our recipe for developing spiritual growth. Some of our members and friends went to St. David yesterday afternoon to help them celebrate Pastor Chambers' anniversary. Thank you for your gifts we sent to him. Just a reminder to all Advisory Council members that we will be meeting this evening at 6:30 p.m. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Life Preserver. Value and belief are the two main components that helps to solidify the commitment necessary to take up the cross and follow Jesus. By value, I mean recognizing the unique, amazing wonder that human life represents. By undervaluing this gift of life, people are exchanging their lives for trifling fractions of what they are worth. So a person can never appreciate life until they recognize its value. The other component is belief that life can be preserved. No man-made solution will work to preserve life, but the author of life, who is God, is able both to create and preserve what he created. The preserver is Jesus Christ, and faith in him allows his preserving grace and power to save our lives. Take time to savor every moment of our earthly life and trust God in Christ to keep it going through death and beyond. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday morning, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.